Well, hello, guys. It's Saturday night here, and I'm having a few beers. You know, chilling out. And I've got a couple of more news items, if you can believe it. Four, to be exact. And I'll put a link to the last two, but not to the first two. The first two, I'll just put up the picture and the news headline. And we can kind of read between the lines of the headline, can't we? Because we all know that pheromones use deflection all the time. Well, basically, they lie. And we can use our beer goggles that I've got on at the moment to decipher it. And here's the first one. Typical pictures of pheromones in an unnatural pose, you know, with skin smoothers and filters and... Well, you know, guys, it's fake and false. But let's read the headline and decipher it. I'm an OnlyFans model.
I'm a pheromone, and I like taking my clothes off and showing my private parts for money.
And I love dating older men.
Well, I tried dating younger men, but they're more aware than the older men are, and they're not so generous.
They're just better in bed.
And older men usually have more materialistic stuff like houses, cars, a good job, and lots more money. Plus, younger men keep on dumping me because they think I'm a floozy.
Yes, that's much clearer sort of headline. And the next one. Oh, God, I hate these people. Vegan in tears after Subway big beef blunder. Leaves her with a mouthful of meat. I mean, really, do pheromone vegans actually do the old blowjob or not? Or are they not allowed to because it's meat? And what about if she's with a man and he's a vegan and she's a vegan? Does he go down to her and that because that's meat too? Oh, I don't know. It gets very complicated. But years ago, most vegans were pheromones. There's a few vegan men now too because they have a girlfriend who's a vegan and she's changed him into a vegan. And usually when the man finishes with that pheromone, he goes back to meat. The reason why pheromones go vegan is because they can go to a party and everything else and make it well known that they are vegans and get full attention. But what I hate about most vegans, especially pheromones, is they always try to get you on board. They're shoving veganism down my throat or down anybody's throat. I mean, if you want to be a vegan, be one. But don't tell me what to eat. But the pheromones are usually all the same. They're all the queens, aren't they? The queen thinks, I am now a vegan. Now my subjects must all be vegans. And take a look at that picture. What's her eyebrows doing there? Looks like they're trying to escape off her face. I can understand that. But just looking at her picture tells me that this pheromone is so high up her own ass and probably thinks her shit don't stink. But I bet she still takes meat, if you know what I mean. So here's another fantastic pheromone who's just naturally standing there. There's nothing natural about it, is there? But I'll put a link to this story down below. Now this pheromone is pissed off. I know most of all of them are all pissed off, but this one's really pissed off. Why? Because of the World Cup. Because this pheromone is a serial dater. Yeah, don't start. That is a thing, apparently. To them. She likes to be wined and dined 5 nights of the week. And that's probably means she gets a lot of meat injection as well, so she can't be a vegan. But it's waned quite a lot since the World Cup. And she's very disappointed, because she should be the most important thing, not the World Cup, to every guy. I mean, this girl doesn't have much self-importance, does she? And I can't really believe that anybody actually brought this thing up to become like that. But there she is, standing there. I mean, come on, guys, would you rather go see a really good football game or take her out for a wine and dine? You buy, and she might let you kiss her hand at the end of the night. I mean, doesn't a 7-year-old little girl act more mature than this thing? God. Anyway. Oh, bugger off. Thank God for that. Now, here's the next news item. Now, this is a sad story. Now, this pheromone was 26 years of age. Then I guess they were having fun on a boat somewhere and swimming and everything else. And she got out of the water and noticed her flip-flop was floating on the water, so she jumped in to get her flip-flop. Now, I'm not quite sure how it happened, but a boat must have hit her and the propeller kind of shredded her a lot. She actually died there. It was quite a dreadful accident. All over a flip-flop. Now, anybody losing their life, whether it's male or pheromone, is terrible. But pheromones kind of usually die in some weird situation, don't they? They kind of jump out of cars doing a lot of speed. They take selfies on top of a waterfall or something and fall off. And you hear quite a few of these where the dog is in the sea or something having a difficult time, and the pheromone jumps in to save the dog. and she ends up drowning, and the dog usually makes it to shore itself. That Femon who wanted to pet a grizzly bear because she thought it was cute, and the bear ripped her face off. I mean, these Femons, do they not have any common sense at all? Do they not comprehend what danger is? Preservation of their lives should kick in, but a lot of the time it doesn't. There's also been quite a few Femons who've died in the bathtub, from either using a hairdryer in there, or charging their phone and dropping their phone in there, while it was plugged into the wall. They go hiking in the forest because they're all empowered now and end up freezing to death. And I could go on, but I won't. Because it's time for me to go get another beer from the fridge. You take it easy, fellas. Let me know what you think of this video.